This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I'm judging a Rodenbach Grand Cru, Category 17B, Flanders Red. So this is a light reddish copper color. It's very pretty when you hold it up to the light, very clear. It's got a low beige head, and it's settling moderately fast down to a ring. So I'll give that a 3. It's nice that these beers have a reddish color to them since they're supposed to be red ales. The aroma is very fruity. It's vinous, wine-like, and sour. It has sort of a woody sourness, almost like you get sometimes in apple cider vinegar. But it's not off-putting. The fruit is like black cherries and plums, somewhat like red wine, like a Pinot Noir. But the sourness adds another layer of complexity. I get a light maltiness, maybe a hint of sweetness there, but the malt's not really identifiable as such. It's a background aroma. That suggestion of sweetness sort of mixes in with the esters. The sourness is fairly strong. It's not overpowering. I get a little hint of vanilla as well. It's complex. Not getting any hops. Nothing seems off. So sort of fruity, winey, and sour. That's a pretty reasonable target for this style. You know, there's nothing funky in it. It's very nice. So that's what I'm expecting. So I'll give it a 12. Flavor? Get a moderate malt up front. It's sort of neutral tasting, maybe a little toasty. I get hit with a moderately high sourness, but it's offset with a little malty sweetness in the finish. It's very fruity, black cherries and oranges. It has a fairly low bitterness. The sourness is really doing the normal role of bittering hops to provide a balance in this beer. It's got a dry finish, but it's not bone dry. There is a little bit sort of malty sweetness in the end. It's not completely dried out. No hop flavor. Again, very wine-like. Complex, fruity, sour. You get a light wood flavor with a little bit of vanilla in there, too. Well, that's pretty good. I've had the sourness sort of come through a little cleaner and had some of the malt flavors be a little bit more prominent. You know, this is a really pretty good interpretation. So I will give that a 17. Mouthfeel. It's medium body, the medium low carbonation. There's a little bit of wood character in there, adding some astringency. It's sour, but not sort of bitingly sour. So all that's good. Give it a 5. So overall, I really like the balance of this. It's got a strong sourness and fruit, but the malt is providing a little bit of balance. It's not quite as dry as some that I've had. When I had it in Belgium, it seemed more dried out, so I'm not sure if there's something going on with a change in production or just this particular bottle that I have. But it's not quite as refreshing as the best examples that I've had, the best fresh examples that wind up being very wine-like and very dry. I really like the fruit flavors, and I think the sourness is very approachable in this. I don't like these beers to have a sweet finish, and you know, while this has a little bit of maltiness there, it's not sweet, so that's good. Yeah, it's actually quite drinkable. So I'll give it a 9 overall for a total score of 46. This is really a very nice beer, and it's worth checking out the brewery someday if you get to Belgium. They give a decent tour. They show you their barrels and all that. They don't really show you a whole lot about how it's made. They did let us try some off the vats after they had been aging, and it was interesting because I tried a La Folie from New Belgium about a month before I had gone to Belgium and tried the Rodenbach Grand Cru off the barrel, and I found them tasting quite similar. So if you can't find this, look for the La Folie from New Belgium, and it's a good approximation. Although the Grand Cru that's released from Rodenbach isn't as intensely sour as what I tried off the barrel, so you know, I think it's aged out a little bit, or they do something to it to tame that sour character. The character you get in the La Folie is like more like you get at sort of barrel strength. So I thought you might enjoy that little story. So that's the Rodenbach Grand Cru. It's the best example of Category 17B Flanders Red Ale.